Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, July the 25th, 2022. 11 minutes past the hour, coming on a little early here this morning. 71 degrees, cloudy skies here in Marion. Although it doesn't look that cloudy outside, I was just down at McDonald's getting my morning beverage. Doesn't look bad out there today at all. I believe this is the last Monday in the month of July. Can you imagine that? Yes, next Monday is August the 1st. Who would have thunk that? The month continues to fly by. The summer continues to fly by. I think a lot of the kids go back to school 15, 16 days into the month of August. Just a very quick summer. But don't we say that every year? The summer just blew by. Now, the first thing I want to talk about, not a whole lot happened over the weekend, to be honest. We had kind of another, I don't know, it wasn't as dreary weather as the weekend before. Kind of off and on dreary this past weekend. We had the big rainstorm come through on Saturday morning. Holy mackerel. I got up on Saturday morning and it was bright and it was sunny and everything was fine. And then somewhere about 10 or 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, all of a sudden everything turned dark. It was like it was night again. And the storm really wasn't that bad in my area, but boy, did it get dark on Saturday morning. So it was kind of like that all weekend. I know it rained again last night. I heard the thunder before I was going to bed last night. So just another kind of off and on rainy weekend here in the Marion area. Now, I normally don't talk much about this, but we left Friday night. We do the Friday night show from 8 to 10 on this station. And I know a lot of people who listen on Friday night probably don't listen during the week, and a lot of people who listen during the week maybe don't listen on Friday night. But last Friday night, Angie was off because she was under the weather. So we're doing this show last Friday night, and we ended up playing Family Feud and talking about a few other things, like Vince McMahon leaving his post at the WWE after 40 years, retiring on Friday, which, by the way, I still find a very interesting story. We had a gentleman call in at the top of the show on Friday who talked a lot about that basically he was forced into retirement because of all the accusations made against him. I'm looking into Vince McMahon's allegations, and I really don't understand exactly what they are. Now, how it's being presented is that he had relationships with women that maybe he worked with, and then he paid them off and made them sign non-disclosure agreements. Now, that's all we know so far. So the big question is there more to come? And that's why he retired, as he said. Or did he retire because people were forcing him to retire because it's a public company? You know, I did not realize till last night that the WWE, this wrestling company, is worth $5 billion with a B, billion. That's an astronomical amount of money. Does anybody have anything to say about that case? Because there are two schools of thought on this. One is, if you want to report the person for doing something wrong, you report it. You don't take their money. And he's paying these people millions of dollars to stay quiet. I think $2 million was the first case we heard. And she took the money. And allegedly, these people are not leaking the information. It is somebody else who's leaking the information. I don't know who it is. Clearly somebody who's out to get Vince McMahon, obviously. And after 40 years, he's now retired. And you know, it's a big deal, number one, because he's the guy who pretty much made wrestling a national phenomenon, started Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant on their way to all the big money. But the whole story is kind of strange. And we've talked about this before when it comes to people with money. If you have a relationship extramarital, and the woman takes the money. We talked about this with Bill Cosby and other people. If the woman takes the money, does she have a right to come back and accuse you later on of doing bad things and trying to ruin your career? Or should she do it up front and not take the money? Because that's essentially what happened here with Vince McMahon, and I don't think the women are giving back the money. And I don't know what else we're going to find out. You know, I also learned over the weekend that I think HBO and the Wall Street Journal are still investigating this. So there may be more to come. We may find out more about Vince McMahon. But really, what it comes down to is a man who really gave his life, 40 years of his life, to making this company into a billion-dollar company. And all of a sudden, at 4:05 p.m. Eastern time on a Friday, he has to leave. Has to retire because of all this scandal going on. You know, maybe life will be easier for him. I don't know. You know, there does become a point where you say, you know what, if you are that annoyed with me and you really don't want me here anymore, there are other things to do in life than sit here and argue with you. And I think Vince McMahon probably got to that point. I haven't heard that he's been accused of inappropriate relationships, aside from the fact that they're extramarital. But apparently his wife doesn't care a whole lot about this. They don't even live in the same state with each other. Apparently his wife Linda lives in Florida, and he lives in Connecticut. So apparently there's not a whole lot of, I don't know, a whole lot of love there. Anyway, that's how the show started out Friday, but somehow on Friday we got into Family Feud. And it got on to the question of marijuana. And I don't even remember, I know what brought that up. It was because we had a question, and I don't even remember what the question was. It was, I think it was a phrase that begins with the word high. And, of course, Adam guessed something about drugs. And then we had other callers who were wondering if Adam did marijuana. And, hey, I'll invite you over, and so on and so forth. I don't know. It was a funny, funny conversation. And we even had Sarah, our favorite bus driver, call in on Friday night and say that she did not think that Adam did marijuana because he has too much wind. It was just an interesting conversation. I wonder how the Colonial Coin laundromat thing went over the weekend, where they had the free laundering services on Saturday morning. Now, there was some question on Friday night on whether they were going to have soap and softener at the Colonial Coin this past weekend. Did anybody go to that? Did they have soap and softener? 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz on this Monday morning. Anything in regard to these NDA agreements, these non-disclosure agreements, or did you listen to the show Friday night and hear all that interesting talk that we had? Or did you go to the Colonial Coin and get your laundry done? Did they have soap and softener? And also on Friday, we didn't have a whole lot of time to talk about this because we were going off the air on Friday, but back during the fair, we had, I don't think it was a call-in, I think it was a message I had gotten, that while I was at the fair, that I was going to get a Sloppy Joe and some fries and a diet root beer from Stewart's, from our friend Michelle. And somebody asked me when the fair was over if that ever happened. And I said, no, that didn't happen that particular week. I'm sure there's some good reason as to why it didn't happen. In any event, we've been trying to get a hold of Michelle now for like 2 weeks. One of our callers called over to Stewart's, and she was on vacation one weekend, which that's perfectly fine. Everybody takes vacations. I've taken vacations. And then tried again last Friday, and I guess she just wasn't there, didn't catch her at the right time. So we have never really gotten an answer to what happened with the old Sloppy Joes during the Marion County Fair. So, you know, it's over now. There's nothing we can do about it. But, I don't know. We can't get an answer. And I don't know what that's all about at this particular point. Maybe I'm being shunned. Shunned in the world of Sloppy Joe. But it was a fun conversation to have. I saw something on the internet. Was it over the weekend? And I don't even know what this is. Something about one tank road trips or something like that. And Stewart's was the focus of some of these one tank road trip, I guess, was the focus of one. It's very interesting because the pictures that they took, to me, don't even remind me of the Stewart's here in Marion. I mean, it kind of does, the orange building, so on and so forth. But I guess I never paid much attention to the murals on the building and things like that. I don't know how I missed it, but apparently I did. So I'm glad that they got mentioned on the one-tank road trips. When you go over there to eat, do you have a favorite thing? Now, right now, I'm kind of stuck on the Sloppy Joe. Now, I have gotten the burgers over there. The burgers are very good. But what do you get when you go over there and eat? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Which also brings me to another subject, food. We love to talk about food on this show. These food trucks, I have seen, you know, I know they've been growing in popularity since the pandemic. But what is it with all the food trucks lately? I saw a food truck in the hospital parking lot last week. Every weekend there's a food truck down in the Walmart parking lot. There are food trucks set up and down the road here, Mount Vernon Avenue, in parking lots. What is the big food truck craze? And I know there are lots of events that go on, like the Caledonia Farmers Market, where they have a food truck there. And I think they have events on Monday night over in Caledonia, where they have a food truck. Where did all this food truck, did it all come from the pandemic, this craze that everybody has a food truck? And I'm also starting to see where businesses are closing because of the cost of food, and they don't have to operate the business everywhere, so everybody's operating a food truck now. Do you like the food trucks, or do you miss the actual businesses? It was like maybe there were 3 food trucks that I ever saw before the pandemic. Now there are food trucks galore. The only place I used to ever see food trucks were fairs and festivals. Now they're everywhere. Does anybody have any food trucks that they like or enjoy? Or what do you think the food trucks are all about? Is this the way we're headed now? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 72 degrees, mostly sunny skies here in Marion. We've upgraded to mostly sunny skies. We went up a degree and upgraded to mostly sunny skies. You know, what would Stewart's Root Beer, which I think is the oldest restaurant here in Marion, until somebody corrects me and tells me I'm wrong. Now, what in the world would they have on a food truck? I don't even know how they would do a food truck. What are their popular items? I guess you'd have the footlong hot dog. That would have to be on their food truck. And you would have to have probably the shredded chicken sandwich. That seems to be very popular. Hopefully you would have the Sloppy Joe. I think you would have to have the curly fries. But I don't know how the food trucks do the carbonated drinks. So I don't know how you could do, like, the sodas. I've noticed most food trucks have cans if they have any kind of beverage. They don't really have the carbonated beverages in their food trucks. And have you noticed that food trucks are getting a little... I think the more people that are starting food trucks, the less elaborate they're getting. Food trucks used to be very elaborate. You'd have a grill in there, and you would have a refrigerator, and some of them did have a carbonated drink set up. Now the food trucks seem a little smaller now, and they seem, I don't know, maybe it's a startup venture for a lot of people who always wanted to be in the restaurant business, which is fine, but bottom line, in the restaurant business, you just got to have good food. If you don't have good food, you got problems. Well, that brings us to Del Taco, which I haven't talked about this for a long time. But here we are almost in the month of August, and Del Taco, still not open. Still no real hope of being open. Still a lot of construction going on down there. No real sign that they would be open anytime soon. Does anybody have any information on this Del Taco? How long has this been going on now? Since they purchased the land and tore down the old building that used to be there, it just looks like they've got a lot of problem. And does anybody know what's hanging them up? Was there some kind of electrical problem or maybe water issue that they got the building built and now they've run into some kind of trouble? Because this is taking a long, long time. And by the way, not to get back into the portable toilet on the mausoleum grounds, because, you know, Del Taco is right there next to the mausoleum. But there is no doubt now that the portable toilet is on the mausoleum grounds. And yesterday I even saw a car that was parked in the grass at the mausoleum. Now, I don't know if they were working at Del Taco or if they were... I don't really know where the car came from, but it was just an interesting sight to drive by there yesterday. And now you see this portable toilet, which is definitely on the lawn of the mausoleum, and this car that was parked on the grass. I don't know. It's just fascinating to me that nobody really... I guess, you know, everybody has kind of a passive attitude now. You know, nothing bothers anybody. Everything's okay. And I'm not saying, you know, if the people who run the mausoleum don't care that the portable toilet's there, I guess, well, there is no problem. But it just looks strange to me. And now that this has been going on for 2 or 3 months, I don't know why they just don't put it on the other side. Maybe there's a good reason, but it just looks a little strange. Because we take funerals and we take weddings very seriously in this society. And I don't know that anybody would want to see a porta potty on the grounds of a mausoleum. I may be wrong, but you never know. So any news on Del Taco out there? 740-751-4038. Here we are on this Monday morning. I'll tell you something interesting. This past weekend, and I don't know what the reason was, but I slept in much longer than I normally do on Saturday and Sunday. And it was even kind of hard getting up this morning, even though I went to bed at a fairly normal time last night. I don't know what's going on. Maybe we're just having those lazy, hazy days of summer as we head into the month of August. It was. Boy, oh boy, I slept good Friday night and Saturday night, and slept far past the time that I normally get up on Friday and Saturday, and I even took a nap pretty much both days. Short nap, but I took a nap. You know, doesn't a nap just rejuvenate you sometimes? You lay down, you just relax, and you get maybe a half hour nap in, and you get up and you feel so much better. Didn't they say President Reagan used to take a lot of naps? I know they say that your heart beats less when you take a nap. So that's good for you. I don't know. I don't think naps are a bad thing at all. Apparently nobody's heard anything about Del Taco. That might be just a whole lost deal. Now, did anybody also hear, I think there's a sign out there now, that Burke's outlet is moving out here by Kohl's and the Kohl's Plaza. Now, I don't know when it's set to open, but I did see the sign posted a lot on Facebook, social media. So I don't know if that's true or not. Has anybody seen the Burke's sign, B-U-R-K-E-S, outlet sign outside of one of the buildings over here next to Kohl's? I've never been to a Burke's, so I don't even know what that would be. An outlet store, which I guess somebody told me it was kind of like a TJ Maxx. Kind of like a clothing store. Has anybody ever been to a Burke's outlet? Do you know what that is? Have you heard that there is one coming to Marion here? Out by Kohl's? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'll tell you an interesting question that came up last night. We were talking last night about do you remember the, I guess it was a bar, or I think they referred to it more as a club that used to be out at the mall. You used to have to enter from the outside. There was no inside entrance. And at one point, it was called Gators. But it was also called some other things. And somebody was asking me, you know, what happened to that? Well, I'm sure it's still there. I'm sure it's still, if you opened up that back entrance, it would still be there. But did anybody go to Gators? Or the other things that it was called? I'm trying to think of the other things it was called. Because there was one, it seems to me that I went in there when it was called something else. I do remember when it was called Gators. I don't think I spent a whole lot of time there when it was called Gators, but it was called something else. And I cannot remember the name of that. Did anybody ever spend a lot of time there? It never looked like it was all that busy, even when the mall was in its heyday. It might have been. Had a big dance floor. It certainly was a lot bigger than a lot of the places downtown. But you don't hear much about that place. Maybe because it's been closed for so long at this point. Okay, well, what else is on the agenda here today? Does anybody know anything about the Burke's outlet? Does anybody know anything about the Del Taco? Does anybody know why food trucks are such a big thing right now? And do you think this is going to be the way it is from now on? You know, I did go to the store yesterday. It is still amazing to me. Now, hamburger was even on sale yesterday. $3.99 a pound, which means if you buy 3 pounds of hamburger, which was usually the standard, that's how they wrap it, we're talking about $12 for 3 pounds of hamburger. $12. I just never thought that I would see it go that high. You know, it used to be, not all that long ago, probably within the year, you could get 3 pounds of hamburger for $5 when it was on sale. Usually when it was on sale, you maybe could get it for $10. But now the sale price is $3.99 a pound. Gee whiz. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that Del Taco is going to end up being a Roosters. Just like that Roosters out there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it always looks like they're doing work down here on the Del Taco, but I don't know what has hung them up so much.
I don't know. I haven't been by there for a long time, so I don't know how much progress they're making on it, but they've been working on it. on it for a long time.
Well, it just doesn't look like anything's changing at all. I mean, they've got the portable restroom out there. It looks like they've got some tools and things like that laying around there. But the parking lot still is not paved. It doesn't look like any progress has really been made on the inside of the store. And I'm not really sure what's going on there. I don't remember when that all started. Do you remember how long ago it was when they tore down the building that was there before?
Oh, it's got to be a year and a half ago.
It's been a while. It's been a while, and it doesn't seem like any progress.
If I was a contractor, I wouldn't want my stuff laying around there to get stolen. I'd want to get the job done.
Well, they've cleared. Run into some kind of problem, and I don't know if it's a lot of times it's an electrical problem, a lot of times maybe it's a phone line problem, a lot of times it's a water problem. I don't know, but
those problems couldn't be derailing you this long. They might be running into any more to go into business. You know, you have to have plans drawn up. You have to get okay from so many people. That's why a lot of people are doing the food trucks.
Well, the food trucks are interesting. I wonder if they're here to stay.
They're pretty popular almost everywhere. I mean, just not here.
Well, I wonder if they do as much business as, say, a restaurant does.
Some of them may do more.
Well, you know, we were talking about Stewart's earlier, and, you know, to me, that's kind of a hybrid between a food truck and a restaurant, because most people do not go inside there to eat. A matter of fact, I think there's only room for like 5 or 6 people inside, so people just pull up and they bring the food out, which is pretty much what happens with a food truck.
I remember when that was pretty much open there inside.
Oh, at Stewart's?
Yeah.
Don't you think they should put the people back on roller skates?
Well,
do you remember when the people who worked there had to be on roller skates?
Yep.
Now, why can't we get back to that? That
Maybe
would be entertaining.
They lost too much food with the people not being able to roller skate.
I don't know. I just think that was part of the entertainment of that particular restaurant.
The food truck that I miss is White Castle food truck. It's been a long time since, you know, that's been around here, Marion.
Yeah, they were coming for a while, and then
that's closed down. They had a lot out there. They used to pull up out there and do it, but they haven't been coming around.
I don't know. And then this past weekend, I saw where apparently we're getting a Burke's Outlet, but I've never been to a Burke's Outlet, so I'm not sure even really what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
We did get a message from Mary out there who's listening, who said that that bar in the mall first opened as Night Moves. Now, it seems to me I do remember that name, and I remember
Night Moves. Yeah.
Yeah, and I do remember when it was called Gators, but I'm pretty sure there was another name.
There's been 2 or 3 more places out there over the years.
Wonder why that place could never get any traction.
Well, when you go out there to drink and you leave that place, you know, there's a lot of cops around there.
Yeah, but you know, that was really the closest thing Marion had to, say, a club. I mean, it wasn't dark in there. They had this huge dance floor.
Well, up down there was Bullwinkle's there. That was pretty popular for a while.
Now, where was Bullwinkle's? I remember the name, but I don't remember where
it was.
You
know where that pawn shop is uptown on Main Street?
Yeah.
About right beside it on the north side.
Well, it just always seemed to me like the places uptown were so little that it was hard to have a lot of dancing going on and get the band in there. That place at the mall had a ton of room.
Well, I don't think Bullwinkle's ever had a band.
Yeah, well, I just...
I didn't go there very often, but I don't think they ever had a band.
Now, what kind of things did... Was it just a place to drink?
Drink and dance. All that loud, funky music.
So they did have the music going.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I have not...
You can't talk to anybody because of music. You know?
Well, see, that's why a place like that was never all that fun for me. I'm not a fan of the places... You know, if you want to have the music on and people want to dance and have a good time, that's fine. But I don't like the places where they have the music so loud that you can't hear the person standing in front of you.
But those places seem to be... They're all business.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been in downtown Marion on a Friday or Saturday night for a long time. I don't know... Are there still a lot of places down there that draw a crowd? Are there even still a lot of places down there?
I don't know. I know when you go to Dino's, you know, when they have a DJ or they have had kind of a live band in there, but, it was so crowded in there. That's when they're going to be busier and crap.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I always wonder, because the place is so small, and it does look crowded, it is crowded, but how many people are really in there, because the place is not that big?
Well, they get a lot of people in there. They probably get more people in there than what the fire department says they can have in there.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the fire department's busy during that particular time. You know, we're getting nowhere with this Stewart's Sloppy Joe situation. I don't know what's going on there.
I'll have to call her. Later. I know she probably ain't open now.
No, I don't think she opens to 11, something like that, 10 or 11. But
I'm going to try to get her back on the radio, too.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know. It's a possibility.
Well, I don't know what you did to her. She
I didn't do anything
like
to her.
Plague.
No. What happened was, I think she's been a little under the weather is what I think happened. But I don't think it had anything to do with me that I'm aware of.
Oh.
I don't think so. Now, you never know.
Hope not.
Well, you know, sometimes I'm sure I tick people off. But in her particular case, I don't think I did.
Well, Adam says you like to tease.
I like what?
You like to tease.
Well, I guess...
on Nate's show Saturday and said you like tease, but he...
Oh, I missed that. I didn't hear Nate's show. What happened on Nate's show?
He called in and said, you know, was talking about, there's a rumor going around that he's a pothead.
Oh, yeah, well, I didn't start that rumor. Matter of fact, I disagreed with that rumor.
You know, the guy that started the rumor about windpipe, you know, he's probably responsible for it, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, but now, was that rumor my fault? I don't think I said that.
No, that wasn't your fault.
But somehow it got put on me on Saturday morning.
No. He didn't put it on you. He said there's rumors going around.
So what was I teasing about?
I don't know exactly what he's talking about. He said you like to tease, but he said he can come back with better, so you better watch it.
Oh, he can come back with better?
Yeah.
Now, have you heard Adam try to tell a joke?
Nope.
Exactly. You don't even know he's trying to tell him when he tells him. So I don't think I should be all that afraid of that. Although I'm trying to think of what I said on Friday where I was trying to tease him. Usually I can't think of anything I say that's, I mean, I might talk about something somebody else says.
Well, he didn't specifically talk about anything in particular. I don't know, maybe, you know, he thought you was talking about, you know, the marijuana thing. He said the rumor's going around, so that was...
Well, I don't know if he is or not.
That was more me, not you.
Right, so I don't know how that got put on me. And Sarah said she...
That's my feelings. He knows a lot about different stuff. He knows about the High Times magazine and stuff. And
the only thing I'll say about him is he does have a fascination with just smokers in general. That's his answer to a lot of Family Feud questions, and I don't know what his, that's more of a question, not a tease. I don't know what his fascination is with smoking. I've never heard somebody bring up smoking so much in my life.
Well, that's why I figured he, and there's nothing wrong with it, you know, if he thinks that's making him look bad, you know, I don't consider it something to make you look
bad.
Well,
no, I don't condemn anything anybody does. Whatever people want to do, let them do.
I mean, there's a lot of good people and prominent people and stuff like that that will do that every once in a while. Or we'll do it on a daily basis, you know. It's too expensive to do it on a daily basis for me, but, you know.
Well, you know, I don't even really understand the rules. Now, if it's prescribed, then it's okay. And that's why we have this dispensary out here, right?
Yeah, but I heard that if you get medical marijuana, you lose your right to own a gun, too.
Yeah, but what goes on in this dispensary out there? I've always been kind of curious when I drive by it.
You can't go in there unless you have a medical marijuana certificate. They got a guard out front.
Yeah, but what do they have in there? I mean, is it like chewables?
Oh, they have chewables, and they have all different strains of the pot. When they first started it, I thought, you know, they was talking about you can't smoke it. You're supposed to, I don't know, make a tea out of it, or I don't know, but they don't. People go out there and smoke it. There's different brands, different kinds. You know, some marijuana will really might maybe hype you up a little bit, and there's other marijuana brands, you know, that will be more of a downer, you know. And there's hybrids of both, where they're mixed together, you know.
See, I don't know anything about any of this, but the reason I cannot imagine Adam would do it, because he seems so particular about everything. But, you know, I do notice that sometimes he's way up and then sometimes he's way down. Like Friday night, he was way down. Didn't want to sing, wasn't like high energy. But sometimes he's very high energy and he sings and he does all these things. So I don't know what causes that.
Well, I don't think Adam's type has it on him all the time and smokes all the time, but, you know, there's probably times late at night, you know, he's at home, you know, nothing wrong with smoking a hooter and feeling good, you know.
Now, what does it do for you? Calm you down?
Well, it can help calm you down. It gives you a good feeling in your body, especially your head. Your head will just have a wonderful feeling when you're high.
See, I
but you got more control over your senses when you're high than when you're drunk.
Well,
you can't smoke enough marijuana that's gonna make you go to sleep because you can you're going to fight it, and you're going to go to sleep like alcohol. I don't care how much alcohol you drink. I don't care how bad you want to fight it. You drink so much alcohol, you're going to go to sleep. You're going to pass out.
You know what's interesting? There used to be somebody who was on this show occasionally, and they liked to drink. Which, you know, again, I don't pass judgment on anybody, but they liked to drink pretty good. And I never really understood that because, you know, when somebody drinks occasionally, like at a party where there's drinks or something like that, I get that. But when you start drinking at home, where is the level of just having a drink and having a problem?
Yeah. I mean, if you drink two or three beers, maybe a six-pack over the evening, but
that seems like a lot.
Yeah, but I tell you what, we had our store down Prospect. You know, we sold beer, and there was a guy that would stop in there almost every day and buy a case or two of beer, and, you know, we like to help people out with it. Well, there's times when I've helped him out with it that he has a case or two already in the car.
Well, see, here's the thing.
And this guy, I can't imagine how much he drank, but he'd be in the next day, you know, he'd stop two or three places and get alcohol.
I don't know. It's fascinating to me because I think a lot of people think that it's okay as long as you can function. But I don't think that's the line. I don't think functioning is what makes you an alcoholic or not an alcoholic. I think it's being dependent on it, that you have to go to it if you're not feeling good or to make your life more fun. I think that's the level that makes you an alcoholic. Now, that's just my opinion. And again, I'm not passing any judgment on anybody who does anything. Do what you want. It's your own life. But that is what I've always noticed with people who I've known who were alcoholics.
But there's people that have an alcohol problem, too, that can be good workers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think you can be totally functional.
But the problem with them is a lot of times they get them. I used to work with some people out Webb Plastics here in Marion when they was here. And there was a couple brothers, and, you know, they was big drinkers, and they was good workers.
Yeah,
and
I don't think
they always get themselves into a problem with that alcohol. And if that place hadn't have been lenient, and then also good workers, so they wanted to keep them, you know, they got by with, you know, taking the time off for it. But, you know, you work at a place like Honda and you drink like that, it doesn't matter how good worker you are, they're going to get rid of you.
Well, it's interesting. I don't know how that all goes, but it's a fascinating topic. And I don't know, maybe we'll figure out from Adam what he thinks I was teasing him about. How did Nate's show go on Saturday?
My mouth shut, or he's going to be mad at me.
Well, who cares? How did Nate's show go on Saturday morning?
Good. He had a lot of participants there.
Oh, good. Good. What, was he giving away something good?
Not really. Little Caesars, $10 Little Caesars. I don't like Little Caesars, but...
I'll tell you, though, you
Billy
give...
Billy won it.
You, who?
Billy. It was in the fruitcake contest.
Oh, little Lily.
Lily.
Oh, good, good.
Well, I think she's 9 now.
You know what's interesting is anytime you give food away, you're going to do well. Marion likes to eat. We've said that for a long time. I don't know why when you give food away, people like that better. It's just, it's always more popular when you give food away.
They participate more than when you do the tickets.
Oh, I remember when we gave the pizza away that week. My goodness, we had entry after entry.
Well, you got some more coming up, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, matter of fact, this morning I was going to talk about, now it's not food, but the big ticket shows at the Ohio State Fair we're going to be giving away, because I believe the Ohio State Fair starts on Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday. But we've got tickets to Kids Bop Live, Zach Williams, Foreigner, Drew Hill, Nelly, Willie Nelson, Ice Cube, Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, Scott McQueary. We've got tickets to all those big shows that we're going
to... There ought to be a lot of people competing for some of those tickets.
Well, I would think. I would think Foreigner was going to be a big one. I would
Willie
think
Nelson.
Willie Nelson, Nelly.
Now, see, Willie Nelson, he smokes a lot of dope. He's been in trouble with the law before, and he makes no bones about it.
Well, I think...
Is Willie Nelson a bad guy?
Well, no, I don't... Now, who's... Is there a lot of judgment passed on this? I don't know.
Well, people do pass judgment on somebody that smokes marijuana. You know, just like Sarah called in and said that Adam wasn't no pothead. Well, just because you smoke pot, you're a pothead, you know?
Is that a bad term?
Well, they're trying to mean it as a bad term. He said he didn't have time to be a pothead, so all potheads...
Well, I think she said he didn't
smoke dope or comatose or something.
I think she said he didn't have the breath because he was what's the name that you gave him?
Windpipe.
Windpipe. Yeah, that he being the windpipe, he doesn't sound like he is having any problems with his breath. So that he,
no.
I think that's what the comment was, if I remember right.
Oh, I don't know. But
anyway, we'll see what we can find out. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah. See you, Scott.
Yep. All right, phone lines are open here, 54 minutes past the hour. I don't know, do you think there's a lot of judgment passed on people who use marijuana? I've never really thought about it. I guess if people do, they do. If they don't, they don't. It doesn't bother me. I don't... You know what, though? Most things in life, if they don't pertain to me exactly, I don't care. Now, I might talk about them, because I got a talk show to fill every morning. But in general, I don't care. And I have no idea what I would have said to Adam that he thinks I was teasing about. Because I didn't say that he possibly was using marijuana. That was Lee who said that. And I didn't call him Windpipe and say that he wasn't using. That was Sarah. So I don't know how I got drug into that. I just gave my 2 cents to say I thought he probably did not. But I'll tell you, the line between a non-alcoholic and an alcoholic is always an interesting one to me. Because there were some people who over the years, now I have thought were alcoholic, but I don't think they are. But of course, if an alcoholic thought they were an alcoholic, they'd probably stop drinking, wouldn't they? Right. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Like people who have a drink here and there, and maybe just like a drink with dinner, you know, I don't think that's a problem. I think it's when you use it, when you don't feel good, having a bad day, need it to have a good time, and do get a little inebriated. Now, see, that's the line that I've always felt that it came to when it comes to alcoholism. And I don't know what goes on in this store out here, this store that deals in items regarding marijuana. Does it even have a name? It's a dispensary, right? Is that what they call it? Does anybody know what goes on out there? I've never been in it. Drive by it. There was a lot of talk when it was coming in. But ever since then, you don't hear too much about it. Give me a buzz. 57 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. And do want to remind everybody again that we will be giving away tickets to the Ohio State Fair starting Wednesday morning. Now, these are the entertainment tickets, the big ticket entertainment tickets. Kids Bop Live, Zach Williams, Foreigner, Drew Hill, Nelly, Willie Nelson, Ice Cube, Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, Scott McQueary. Gotta tune in. You could be going to the Ohio State Fair to these big, big shows. Now, what in the... You know, I'm not saying I'm versed in everything, but now who are Zach Williams? Now, Drew Hill, I've heard it, Willie Nelson, Nelly, Ice Cube, heard of all them. Who's Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias? Or Scott McQueary? I don't... Now, see, those names aren't ringing a bell to me. Now, Kids Bop, I've heard of this before. That's how they open up. Kids Bop, is that strictly aimed at kids? I don't know anything about Kids Bop. I know we've given away Kids Bop tickets before, but I never really knew much about Kids Bop. We've also got tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival, which I believe is not this weekend, but I believe it's the following weekend. So we've also got tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival coming up as well. A lot of people go to that event, really enjoy the Dublin Irish Festival. I wish I could get the other names of the club that used to be at the mall. Now, Mary told us the when it first opened, it was Night Moves, and it seems to me like I do remember that. But Gators, I remember when it was called Gators, but it seems like there was another name in there that I remember, and I don't remember what it was called. Does anybody remember the other name of the club at the mall, or have any news on Del Taco or the Burke's Outlet coming to the mall, or it's coming to the Kohl's area, not coming to the mall? The mall's got its own problems right now. 740-751-4038. All right, well, we got a call right here as the break's coming up. So let's give a try. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scotty Spears, this is Reggie.
Hey, we're going. Can you give us a call? We're going to break. Can you call us back in about 15 minutes?
Sure can.
Thank you. We'll take the call in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet when you're walking down the street. The people that you meet